Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you all. Thanks for the applause as usual. Amen. Amen. Welcome to It's All About You radio show. Amen. With Tiffany Thompson. And normally we have Mr. Dennis Weston, and we're always live every time we're on the air. But unfortunately, Dennis is not with me tonight. Amen. I have a new co-host with me tonight by the name of Lisa Johnson. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You on, Lisa?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And welcome
thank
to
you.
It's All About You.
Thank
amen.
You.
It's my pleasure. Amen. It's a pleasure. I just want to thank you for accepting the invitation. It's All About You radio show. We are on the air and we are on live. We are
yes,
on live. Amen. Amen. How was your week?
My week is so awesome. It's definitely going awesome. And I'm just excited about tonight and what God is going to do and what he's going to impart in us. Just so
yes.
Looking forward to it.
Amen. Me too. Amen. Amen. I am too. Amen. Well, this
yes.
is one show that Dennis is missing. Amen. But I want that we are live, we are on the air, and we are being recorded. So if anyone missed the show, if there's a family member, anyone that needs to hear this word, just know before we when we end the show in an hour that we are being recorded, and they can always go back to the website. They can always go back online and just press play and listen to the show. Amen.
Okay.
And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Weston1. They can always go on there and they can always go back and listen to the show. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm excited. I'm
yes.
grateful to God for the opportunity and the doors that he's opened. Sometimes, you know, you feel like, and I feel like this every time I come to the show, every time I do the show, that I know that it's God's grace and that I know that it's his mercy and that I know
yeah.
that I am just not worthy. And so it doesn't matter how much I do the show, I feel the same way every time. You would think we've been doing it now for some months, and you think that I had this thing down packed, but I don't. Amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And so that's how we're moving tonight. We're moving in the strength of God, the Word of God, the love of God, and what I like about God is. This show is just not for Christians, but this is for everyday life. You know, this is for everyday life, but we use the application in the Word of God. We apply it to our everyday life, and we make and we allow the listeners to know that whether they're in church or not in church or having a struggle or battle with being in church or, you know, been hurt by someone in church or so forth, whatever the case may be, that not to get away from the Word of God, because no matter what we do or where we go, we're going to need him. We have to apply it. And it's always a scripture or something in here that's going to relate to what we are going through, because Jesus first went through it himself. It was him first. Okay. And then he came as an example. So, yes, I'm excited. We missed last week only because I wasn't feeling too good, but I just thank God anyway for his goodness and his mercy, you know, that I'm on here now.
Amen.
And that we're on here. Amen. So I'm grateful. The week before that, we had Pastor Jennings Brown on the show, and he shared with us, you know, he's a pastor that has a church and an organization. He's on the street. He hits the street and ministers to drug dealers and victims that are abused, shot, or whatever the case may be, homeless. And he did a great job in giving us information on how to stay in contact with him and information that we needed. So I thank God for that. And that's what we want to be. We want to be that. We want to be that one that they can come, that resource center, you know. And God wants to make all of us that, I believe personally, a resource center. Amen. So, yes, I am very grateful for tonight's show. I am excited about what God is about to do. Normally, before we do anything, we open up the show in prayer. So, I normally be the one that does the praying, but I'm going to ask my co-host tonight to just open us up and a small, however the Lord leads you, word of prayer for the listeners, that they may receive, you know, insight and clear understanding, and just maybe a word or whatever it is they may need from God on tonight.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the listeners even right now. Father, I pray even right now, God, that whatever the need is, God, that you will meet them even right now. And even as we begin to speak of your word, Father, I just decree and declare fulfillment even over their lives even right now. God, I just decree and declare, God, impartations, new revelations even on tonight, God. I pray even right now that you will open up their understanding, cause them to comprehend what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to their hearts even tonight. And Father, I just decree and declare that they will no longer be in a lukewarm state tonight in reference to their love factor, but God, that you're increasing them in every aspect of love, God. And I thank you today. I give you the glory and I give you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Well, we usually go over to a small commercial break, but what I want the listeners to know that on tonight, not only do I want you listening and sharing, but I want you to press that one button. I want you to press that one button. I want you to ask questions. If you desire prayer for yourself or anyone that's listening, I want you to be a part of the show, not just listen to the show, but I want you to be a part of the show. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, we want to talk about tonight how our love walk has been challenged, in ways that our love walk has been challenged. Walking with Christ and walking without him. Because
Amen.
Either way it goes, we're being challenged. And we're being tried and we're being tested. When you think so, I know it was times I was in the world that my love life, I was still challenged whether I received Christ as my Lord and Savior or not. I was still being challenged in my walk. Amen. So
Amen.
Tonight, I'll go to this one scripture. I believe it's 2 Peter. Let me see. because we want to talk about the love of God.
4:8.
Yeah, 4:8. I just wanted to make sure I was correct. 2 Peter 4:8. Okay. Oh, no wonder it looked funny. I'm in a different chapter. Okay. He said in his word, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. And as I was reading that, when I read that, when God gave me that, I thought about friendships being tested and relationships being tested and tried, and us really, really displaying the love of Christ. And it really, really disturbed me, because it was times, even as I examined the scripture and examined myself, certain people that I did display the love to and certain people that I didn't. But he said to have fervent love for one another, for everyone. He didn't leave anyone out. No one was exempt. And that touched my heart, because I thank God, you know, that the word hits me first when he give it to me. And I knew, I said, okay, we got to talk. You want me to share, you know, you want me to expose me. And God knows I have no problem with doing it. My life is an open book before the Lord. And I'm not perfect by far. I don't proclaim to be perfect. But what I have done is just made myself available unto the Lord and allowing him to perfect me as I go on. And the only way, I believe, is he perfects us, is we first have to understand and know that we're imperfect.
Yeah.
You know, acknowledge the imperfect areas in our lives. And he began to show me that when he spoke this scripture to me and the radio station and what to talk about, I was just like, wow, God. You know, I was like, wow, okay. I knew then, you know, there was a few people I didn't feel like talking to right about now, you know, a few people that let me down, you know. I'm like, wow, God, like, really? And, but I believe that he brought that to my attention to show me what I was lacking and for me to come up in the scripture, to come up in the word, to come up out of that place, because sometimes life can cause you to become something that you had no intention on being, and you can become the people that you desire not to be like unexpectedly. It can happen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you can go right ahead and share, Lisa.
Sure. You know, woman of God, as you were talking, the scripture begins to fall on my mind. Proverbs, I believe it's the 17th chapter, and it was saying that a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, many times we definitely, our love factor is tested, even on today. I believe it's tested on a daily basis, simply because these are the days that the word of the Lord is being fulfilled. He said, in the last days, the love of many shall wax cold. And I'm telling you, wax, in this context, I feel like it means to grow cold. And, you know, even as we begin to look around, even at our world system, we can literally recognize in the areas that our love has really grown cold. For instance, In the church world where we once really loved one another, where we once entreated one another as family, you know, we're so busy trying to backbite, and we're so busy trying to stab one another in the back simply because of, for one, the spirit of familiarity. And sometimes when the spirit of familiarity comes in, we get too complacent with one another, and the respect factor disappears. And so sometimes even when we're going through trials and tests of time, and sometimes it could be overwhelming. And so what happens? Instead of our heart being postured properly, we allow bitterness, we allow anger, we allow the things that even come in contact with on a daily basis to begin to tarnish our love factor. And so as an end result, we begin to get mean. We begin to grow nasty toward one another. And I believe, you know, even today, even while studying the word of the Lord, I mean, I just literally had to stop and say, God, every spirit in me that identifies with the world system, that identifies with the fact that, you know what, my love factor is not completely up to par, I began to say, God, I pray even right now that you will begin to expand me in that area, because literally if we're going to win the world, if we're going to win the loss for Christ, we're going to have to be expanded in our love walk, because the word of the Lord tells us, and they'll know, and there's a song that said, and they'll know that we are Christians by our love. I don't want them to know that I'm just simply a Christian. I want them to know that I am an oracle of God. I want them to know that God has place in me. I want them to know that the hand of God is on my life. And I believe that right there is what's going to draw them. You know, many times we literally go day to day, and, you know, we fail to even realize Jesus was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And so if he was touched with the feelings of our infirmities, then guess what? That right there speaks volume even over us. It speaks that, guess what? God did not have a respect or a person. What happens in the church today? We have our clique. We have our respect of persons. We have the people who we prefer to talk to. And, you know, I had an interaction a couple days ago, and there was an individual who I had not seen in maybe some time, and it had passed. And I walked up to them, and I said, hi, how are you? And the person just sort of cold-shouldered me. But I'm telling you, even at that particular time, flesh wanted to say, oh, she don't want to speak to me. That's fine, because I don't have to speak to them. But I'm telling you, love knows no evil. It bears no wrong. It bears no record. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to shake ourselves, woman of God, and we have to begin to say, you know what, just because she's treating me nasty, just because she's treating me or she's cold-shouldering me, there is no reason why I have to repay her the same kind of treatment.
Yes.
Love.
Yes, amen. Come on. That one word. Come
yes.
on. He said love was powerful, was stronger than death.
Yes.
Come on. If we had that type of love, and I'm thinking about what you said, when I first got saved, when I came in the kingdom of God, I came, this was like 10 years ago, but 10 years ago, I ended up, you know, with some mothers, and they just loved on me. I'm telling you,
yeah.
When I came from out of the world, I didn't have a skirt. I didn't have a dressing. I wore jeans, and I wore shorts, little coochie cutters.
Yes.
And this is what I wore. You know, this is who I was,
yes.
And that was all that I knew. And when I came to Christ and God began to draw me, I came to church with what I had, you know, my jeans. And if I did have a skirt, it was a little mini skirt, you know.
Yes.
I didn't have anything, so I wore what I had. I did not want to stay home. I wore what I had. But there was this mother, I mean, I'm talking about, she loved on me. She did not judge me. I could tell. And the thing about it is, people can tell when you're judging them, even if you have a
Absolutely.
Little fake smile on your face. They can tell that you looked at them with your eyes, your countenance. They can tell that they're being judged. And this lady,
yeah.
she just loved on me so to the point that, you know, I had no other choice but to come in. I wasn't going to run. You know, she just continued
Amen.
To embrace me the more I came to church, the more. And like you said, when you walk in the door now, you don't get that anymore. You don't feel the love anymore, the love,
Amen.
The agape love. Come on, the
yeah.
the Christ type of love. it's not about that anymore. It has became something so different. It has became more of like entertainment, you know. And
yes.
everybody has, it's like it's lost.
Amen.
It's like it's lost. And if you're not careful, the thing about it is you'll get caught up right
yes,
along with it if you're not careful. You'll get caught up in being, oh, come on, God called you to be this and God called you to be that. And, yes, that's true. He did.
Yes.
And then they'll take you and they'll place you on a pedestal. Come on, they'll put you up there.
Yes, they will.
Have you now, before you know it, the same thing you didn't want to do, you found yourself doing because now they pat you on the back?
Yes, absolutely.
You're doing a good job, and you the prophet of the house, and you the this, and you the that, and you the prayer warrior, and you this, and you that. And
yes.
Now pride has crept in.
Yes.
Now your nose turn up. Now you looking at people crazy. Now you looking down at people when all the time that is not your heart. That's not even your character.
My God. Hallelujah. Amen.
But it crept right on in
yes.
to the point now God have to snatch you back down.
My God.
And let you
see.
Know,
woman. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, just even thinking about the Amplified Bible, and my mind goes back to 1 Corinthians, and it literally speaks, if I can speak in tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning intention, the spiritual
yes.
devotion, such as is inspired by God's love, for and in us, I am only a noisy gong. Now, this is the Amplified Bible. Just making a lot of noise. Ain't going nowhere. Just making a lot of noise and just noisy. Just full of interruption or a clangy cymbal. And I'm telling you, you know, these are the days where I'm telling you the Spirit of the Lord, He's literally coming after our love factor, because you know what? We're constantly saying that we're winning the world at any cost, but our love is horrible. We're messed up in our demeanor, in our integrity. We are so messed up. You know, it's so far gone right now that anytime you go to church, sometimes you can't even get a good word, because why? The word that's coming over the pulpit is so corrupt and so contaminated because that individual has been hurt. And so what happens? You know when the speaker has been hurt because you hear it all over the pulpit. That's not love. Love will cause you to deal with the issues. Love will not just hear one side of a story and run with it and badmouth that individual and tear them down. No. Love endures long, and it is patient,
Come
and
on.
It is kind. Love is never envious, nor boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful. It's not vainglorious, and it does not it display itself haughtily. I'm telling you something. We can't even see the love. We don't even know where the love is because there's so much pride in the house of the Lord these days. And I'm telling you, when the people of God, when the world is coming in because they are broken, they've had so much that they had to contend with throughout the week. I mean, it's almost like, you know, they can't even really get a breakthrough for seeing the way that people are mistreating them. We're not even careful anymore how our actions are anymore, how our behaviors are. I mean, we're just rolling our eyes at one another. And don't get me wrong, just because I'm saying it, it doesn't mean that I have not been found guilty of this. But I'm telling you, I thank God today for the power of conviction. And today I speak even conviction even over the radio audience today, because if we're going to be like Christ, Christ at the attribute of Christ was love. The epitome
yeah.
of Christ was love. And so how is
yeah.
it that we can love one another, and we can't even, well, how is it we can love Christ who we've never seen before? But we yet
yeah.
still, you can't even love your sister. You can't even love your brother who, I mean, you see on a daily basis.
You know, there was a song that I used to sing, even my church used to sing when I was growing up, and that song is called Love Lifted Me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. And I'm telling you, what kind of love is that? I'm telling you, love will cause you to begin to examine and analyze your own self and see if you are in the faith or not, to see if you have erred, to see if you have left the statutes and the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Love will cause you to do that.
Come on.
It's not going to point at my sister and say, you know what, it's your fault. You know, a couple, maybe about 5 years ago, I went through something very horrendous. And initially I began to lay blame. And I'm telling you, I said, Lord, I said, you know, this one did this to me. I was very angry and very bitter and very sore to the point this thing literally plunged my spirit into depression. But I'm telling you, I begin to stop because God begins to deal with me. And I'm going to tell you something, before you point fingers, the Holy Ghost will deal with you and he'll begin to correct you on some things. And I'm telling you, if you really, really, really mean Jesus all the way, and I'm telling you, God have a divine plan for each one of our lives. And so what happened, I begin to just fall on my knees. And from a little girl, I grew up in church and I loved Jesus. And I always said, God, I love you. My heart is with Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something, every word you utter out of your mouth is going to be tested. And God began to come after my love for him. And because guess what? I kept saying I loved him, but I was in the next voice, I would say, I can't stand them. But I'm telling you something, deliverance was my portion. I mean, growing up in a deliverance ministry, and the word of the Lord had began to come forth to my life saying, I'm going to raise you up as a deliverer. But guess what? I don't know how many know that in order for God to raise you up as a deliverer, you're going to have to go through in order to be able to testify and say, God, I know you as a healer. God, I know you as a restorer. God, I know you can heal me of bitterness and anger and resentment, and I'm telling you something, of maliciousness and deception, because guess what? I've been through it. I know what God can do, and I know even right now, I begin to say, God, you know what? There's still areas in my life that does not warrant even forgiveness, but God, I thank you for the red blood. I thank you for the shed blood that you shed for me way back on Calvary, which gives me the right to the tree of life. Now, that's love. That's love right there. And even today, I'm telling you something, the love that God is really pouring out even in me and on me. I'm telling you, when other people really just begin to set others apart and begin to say, honey, I wouldn't have nothing to do with them. I'm telling you, the love of God shed abroad in my heart has driven me to those individuals that has been driven away from the people that we're supposed to really be the place of restoration. We're driving them away. And some of them, they're saying, I won't go to church anymore. And I won't go here. But I said, God, cause their mindset to change. And that's what we need even in the house of God today, woman of God. We need a change of heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Man, yes,
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, the word of the Lord in John 3:16, it tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his only son. How many people would give up their only child? Not many. Really, not many. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank God today, because I'm going to tell you something, although I'm not perfect, I'm telling you, God is branding some things. He's branding the spirit of love as never before down on the inside of me, and I thank him for it today.
Yes. Now, let me ask you a question. All the listeners that's listening in and those that just logged on and those that just called in, we are talking about love. We're talking about our love walk being tested. We're talking about how we should respond in places and areas that we didn't respond as it relates to walking in the love of God, the true agape love of God. So feel free also to press the 1 button if you have a question, if you have a remark,
If it's something you want to share, feel free. If you just want to sit back and listen, that's okay with us as well. We thank you. We thank you. We appreciate you. But we would love you for you to be a part of the show. That's why the show is called It's All About You, because we're here to serve you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Last week I was sharing with everyone my doctor's appointment and how they had found, you know, two masses in my breast. And the challenge was when I went back to the doctor's office, standing there waiting to have an ultrasound, I couldn't sit in the room. You know, I was in the room with about three or four other women in the waiting room, and they were just on their phones, on the you know, looking through the magazine and so forth. And I couldn't sit there wondering in my mind, is this thing that they claim that they see, is it cancerous? And I'm sitting there, all type of thoughts and ran through my mind. I'm thinking, okay, God, okay, hold on now. I'm living for you. You asked me to do this.
Yes.
I did it. Okay, is this where it ends? Is this part of my process? Is this part of the process? Can I carry this? I got up from my seat, and I went and looked out of the hospital window, and I began to stare out of the window, and I began to think about the people that were mad at me, that disliked me for no reason, that, you know, I begin to think about those people, and then I begin to think about how I respond to those people. That even though they didn't like me or talking about me or did this or did that to me, you know, I still begin to think, I mean, I saw all the way to a funeral. Okay, are these going to be the same people show up at my funeral? Are these, you know what I'm saying? Are these going to be the same people to show up at my funeral weeping and crying or laughing? Which one? But the thing was, it didn't matter what they were going to do. It was, what are you going to do?
Yes.
That's what my challenge was. It wasn't about what are they going to do. What are you going to do? Because you have become them, because they're not talking to you. If they mistreated you, they've talked about you, they backstabbed you. Now you've shunned away. You pulled away. You don't want to be bothered. You don't want to talk to them. You don't feel like answering their calls half the time when they call. You don't feel like seeing them when you do see them. What are you going to do? Now that I'm allowing you to see their heart, I'm also allowing you to see what's in your heart.
Yes.
You become them. And at that moment, at that moment, staring out of that hospital window, thinking about all of these crazy thoughts, all of these thoughts that went across my, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking all these thoughts like, okay, what am I going to do? God, I don't want to be them. I ain't nothing like them. How did this happen? How did I get here? How did my heart become like this? Life, it happened along the way.
Yes.
But the thing about it was, when it happens along the way, what you going to do about it when you acknowledge it?
My Lord.
Are you going to say, oh, well, that's what they did to me, I'm going to do it to them. Oh, well, that's what they said to me, I'm going to say it to them. Oh, well. Is it going to be, oh, well, or is it going to be, no. Is it going to be repentance? Are we going to turn?
My God.
Or are we going to carry it? And I thought about, I said, Lord, when I leave here, I want the devil to know I've been here. I want to leave a dent in the earth. I want to leave a great name. For you said a name was better than riches.
Yes. My God.
I want to leave a great name, and I haven't done that yet.
My Lord.
I haven't even tapped in into where he want me to be. But then I'm saying, God, you know what? Let your will be done. If this is it, then let your will be done. Which I thank God for the listeners. Ain't nothing there. I'm all good. But that was a chance for me to get it right and get it together.
My God.
And just because the ultrasound came out all good, it doesn't mean go back to turning back to who you was before the ultrasound. Because when your life is right before your eyes, Then we, Jesus, Lord, I'm sorry, but can we have a permanent repentance? Can we live in permanent repentance, and can we ask him every day to create in us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit? This is the Psalm 51 that David wrote after Saul was trying to kill him. David knew, this is not the type of person I am, but I'm trying to defend myself.
Yes.
So now he want to kill him because he's trying to kill revenge. He's trying to kill me, so I'm going to try to kill him. And then when God said, touch not my anointed.
Yes.
David had to come to himself. What's going on? I done became him. A man that I was working for, a man that I loved, a man that I looked up to, a man that mentored, you know, a man that gave me a chance, a man that opened the door for me, that's now throwing javelins at me. But when God told him, don't touch him, he obeyed God. He didn't touch him, but he also repented.
Yes.
And also, that song was for him sleeping with Bathsheba.
Yes, Lord.
Sleeping with another man's woman. Fell in love with her, lusting after her. Plotted,
yes.
Put that man on the front line, had him murdered, had him killed.
My God.
And he was confronted by the prophet Nathan.
Yes, yes.
Because God brought his sin up before him. And he knew he was wrong, but lust don't care. It won't what it won't.
That's it.
And it'll kill to get it. But at that moment, when Nathan came, because he know God loved, he know David was a worshiper, he know David loved God, at that moment, David began to weep and cry because he understood he had broke God's heart.
Yes.
And then somewhere down the line, life.
My God.
Now he's King David. Remember, he king
yes.
now. But somewhere mm-hmm. down the line, before coming out of the bushes, tending to the sheep, all the way to the palace, being king, in between, somewhere in between, he became somebody else.
My God.
Because of life. And that's what God wants to do, even in between life, trying to turn you another way, trying to turn your heart another way, trying to turn your mind another way. In between,
yes.
God wants us to stop.
Yes.
Repent.
My Lord.
Not get so angry and bitter, he doing it to me, she doing it to me, she said that about me. Because I'm telling you, I didn't care. I don't have time for it. Oh, well, bye. You want to leave? Bye. That was my attitude. And honestly, some folks need to leave. If they don't have
You're right.
the heart, if they don't have the heart, they don't have the same heart, you constantly repenting to them and letting them back in. And they do it again.
Right.
And then they do it again. And then they do it again. And now it's become nonsense.
You're right.
It's okay to repent, and it's okay to apologize, but it's also okay to keep it moving, but with a clean heart.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. And so even
Hallelujah.
For the listeners, again, you got anything you want to share, just press the one button, because we understand that your love is going to be challenged. Peter's
Amen.
Love was challenged. Peter told Jesus how much he loved him. He'll die for him. You know, but Jesus
yes.
told Peter, no, you're going to betray me. He told him.
Yes,
no,
he did.
You're going to betray me. He's like, no, I'm not. And what happened?
Betrayed him.
He betrayed him.
Yeah.
But even when Peter betrayed him, when Jesus went to the cross and rose, the one he came looking for was who? He came looking
yeah.
for Peter.
Yeah.
He still loved him with that love. And I think that's a love that we just really, really got to continue to work on every day. Wouldn't you agree?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
That's a love that we have to continue to ask God on a daily basis, creating
Amen.
Us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit. Take not thy spirit from us.
My Lord.
Because without his spirit, we can't do nothing.
Without
him, we cannot do nothing. We can't do anything. Even when entering into the wrong relationships or entering into a relationship being tested and challenged, I believe everything is going to be tested.
Yeah.
It talks about the foolish man, the man who built his house on the sand, and any other man that built his house on a solid foundation. The Bible talks about when the storm came. He didn't say the storm wasn't coming. He said when the storm came. So I believe everybody has a season of testing, a season of being tried after the storm. He said after the storm came, the man who had his house built on the sand was nothing left.
Nothing.
Well, nothing left after the storm. Because believe me, the storm gonna pass by. It ain't gonna be a storm always.
That's right.
It's not gonna be storms always. The storm gonna pass by. But it's what's standing in the storm, what's left after the storm.
Amen.
After that storm passes by, what's left? What do you have left? Who is it still standing with you? Are y'all still standing there together holding hands even though you have lost everything in the storm?
My Lord.
Or are you just throwing the towel? I can't take this storm. The wind's blowing too hard.
I know that's right. Jesus. My God.
Because love is, I believe our love is tested in storms as well.
Oh, yes.
Who's going to suffer with you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, woman of God, you just jogged my memory because the book of Romans state, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. And, you know, even as I begin to just think while you were talking, I began to hear the Spirit of the Lord say, many are the love factor is going to be tested, and the way you're going to be able to tell if a person really loves you, evaluate them from the standpoint of love proves itself by what it does. And if you're always giving, you know, doing. Look, that's a one-sided, you're off balance. And, you know, that's something that even God is teaching me even right now. Look, I need you to hearken to my voice. And any other voice is a stranger, but right now I need you to tune in to my voice. And, you know, these are the days that I feel like that God himself is really, really, really working on our love factor, even in this hour. And I know, you know, even just up until this point, I'm saying, God, you know what? I literally hear you, and I don't want to be in error even at this point in time of my life. And so this broadcast tonight, it's just so timely for me, because I'm constantly saying, God, perfect me in the area of my love. Because guess what? It does not matter about the next person. What matters is that my love factor is together and is in operation, and it's in the performance is high. And you know, I was telling a sister even I believe a couple days ago. I said, you know what? I want to love the devil out of somebody, because I'm going to tell you something. When I grew up in a deliverance ministry. We didn't have the extensive knowledge that we have now in the deliverance ministry. But back then,
I grew up under a man of God, of Pastor L.T. Hutton, and I'm telling you something. Although he had only I believe it was a sixth grade education, I'm telling you his English was broken. But when I tell you the man of God had power with God to the point you walked in the house of the Lord, and I'm telling you his discernment was so strong, and I'm telling you it was in operation. And I used to always remember just sitting under him. I used to just go to church just to sit under the man of God, because I really admire the gift of God, the gift of discernment, the gift of prophecy. And I'm telling you, even back then, the gift of prophecy was not as broad as it is right now. And I'm telling you, the man of God began to speak some things over my life. And I'm telling you, these were the days where you walked in church on a Friday night. I remember a woman of God walking in church, and she was drunk. But before she left that service that night, she had sobered up. That was love right there. The man of God stopped and took time. And I'm telling you, because of the anointing that was in the very foundation of that ministry, that was lodged in the walls, because he believed in prayer and fasting and consecration. We fasted maybe 3 to 4 days, and he was stern to the point, well, if you got sick, you had to do that day all over again. Good Jesus. And so we were like, okay, wow. Well, if we get sick, we just going to persevere on through. And so that was my foundation. And I'm telling you something, because of your foundation, it sometimes determines, you know, how your outlook, even as you get older. I'm telling you, I'm grateful for my foundation of love, because I'm going to tell you something. This man of God, he took us under his wings, and he taught us all that he knew that, you know, was pertaining to holiness. But I'm telling you something, woman of God, you walked in the church and the fire of God was brewing in the church. And I'm telling you, two young women were in the choir stand this particular day, and they felt like they wanted to fight before or after service, I'm sorry. And I'm telling you, the discernment of God picked that up, and them demons began to cry out even through service. And I said, God, look at this. And so my mind even went back to those days. I'm telling you, that's where the uncut, raw, agape love of God was just so displayed in the hearts of the men and the women of God. And so I'm telling you, when we talk about love, my remembrance of me coming up in the Lord house is just so extensive. I thank God, because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of things that we did even back then, I still hold on to some of that. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know what, the way you were, you came up, you just need to forget about all of that. No, some of that is still good. And I won't throw away all of my foundation. But I'm telling you something. Today, God is requiring another level of love from his people.
Yes, he is. And the thing about it is what is he, and I hate to say it, you know, what is God going to have to do to grab the attention?
My God.
Because the thing about it is, it's so easy for people to say they can go on, they can leave. We're quick to put people out. We're quick to kick people to the side, you know, but God didn't kick nobody out. He didn't kick nobody
That's
to
right.
the side. He accepted everybody.
Yeah.
He accepted everybody.
Yeah.
He accepted everybody.
Amen.
And like you said, now nobody speaks. Everybody knows, turns up, because pride has stepped in.
Yeah.
Because now I'm a leader, or I'm walking close to the leader, but you're really nobody. You're nobody, because if God come and sweep that whole ministry, guess what? You're still going to be back to who you was from the beginning, which was nobody. So it's time to be humble even now. To be humble even now. And I'm going to say to those that's listening, because I'm getting so many calls saying that the line is busy. They've been trying to call in. The line is busy. But if you can go online, go on the site, and log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Weston1. I promise you they're coming in while we're talking. They say they can't get in. They can't get in. I've tried again. And I just pray that God open a door, because it might be a word for them to hear, and the enemy is trying to stop it. So we just come against that even now in the name of Jesus. God, open doors. You said that you'll create a door,
yeah,
and that you'll make a highway for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just want to say thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We just want to say thank you. And I just want the listeners to know, though, that just logged in, we're talking about the love. Okay, she says she in now. That's one person. She says she in now. Amen. We're talking about our love. We're talking about the love walk and how our love walk has been tested. We're talking about the love of Christ, having the agape love of Christ. And we're also talking about when we say we love God, how our love is tested. Even when we say we love each other, our love is tested. Whatever we have, it's going to be tested by fire.
Yeah.
It's going to be tested by fire. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a partnership, whether it's a marriage, whether it's leadership, whatever it is that we have to work together with one another, it will be tested.
Yeah.
It will be tested. And I was sharing with somebody, and we were talking about people having counseling, going to counseling, only to get married. They want to see a counselor, to talk about marriage, or should they be married, or just the one. And counseling bring about healing.
Yes.
Because you will know what area that counselor is going to pull out and let you know what areas y'all need to work in. You need to work in this area, you need to work in that area, maybe y'all just not ready. But I said, we also need counselors for dating.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't even make it past the dating process because you brought two hurt people together. Come on, well, there's a lack of love and a lack of trust. I don't trust you.
Amen.
Because you remind me of him. I don't trust you because you remind me of her. You do that the same way she did it. You look in the way she looked. You act in the way she acted. And he looked in the way how old boy treated me. You know what I'm saying? Or how he did
Amen.
Me, how he did that. And so it don't even make it past the dating process because you got two hurt people that's trying to come together with no love, a lack of love. There's still a lack of love. So I think
Amen.
Even people that's still looking toward getting married. You may not be getting married yet, but I think you should start going to those conferences, those single conferences, marriage conferences, just to go and sit in. Because sometimes you can think that you are so in love with one another that you're blind. And you just want what you want. And then the minute you say, I do, you find out what you married. It's not really what you wanted. Or what you want. Amen?
Yeah.
It's still,
Amen.
It's still the love. It's being tested. It's being tested. Our love is being tested. Our love is being tried. God is calling us. How often do we pick up the phone and check on one another? Everybody is to theirself. Everybody is closed off in their little cave. Don't nobody want to be bothered. And if somebody goes homeless, don't nobody want somebody living with them. Everybody want to be private. I don't want you in my car. I don't want your kids in my car. I don't want you to mess up my seat. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I'm serious. I'm talking some real stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want you in my house. That ain't love. They can call
yeah,
it what
man.
They want to call it, but it's not love.
Yeah. Woman of God.
It's not love.
Yeah.
It's not love. And so what we're doing and what we're talking about is basically examining ourselves every day.
Amen.
When I draw back and somebody says something or do something to me and I'm like, I don't want to be bothered, no. Now I'm saying, okay, God, heal me in that area.
Because yes.
Apparently you called them or allowed them. I'm not going to say caused, but allowed them to say it. So I can see what's in me. So I can see where I'm lacking. So I can see where I'm really not loving. But nowadays, if there's a confrontation or misunderstanding, nobody acknowledging their own sin. Ain't nobody acknowledging nothing. You wrong, and that's it. Instead of knowing that I was hurt when I got in this relationship, you was hurt when we got in this relationship. You know what I'm saying? Now we
yeah.
just need to get someone and get some counseling and get some healing so that I can love, and we can love like the Bible says love. Because once we love, the Lord used to get me all the time. I always tell my sons, every time they did something when they was younger, I'm like, I'm putting you out, get out. And the Lord would tell me in a minute, when did I kick you out? And you done some of everything. He'll remind me of my lack of love. I was ready to put them out because you're not going to hurt me again. That's what we do to people that hurt us. You're not going to hurt me again. You're not going to do this to me again. I'm not going to put up with this again. When all the time you're really talking to the person that was in the last relationship. The child ain't done nothing but what children do. But that screaming and that hollering is from the last person that hurt you.
Yes.
Amen. So now you don't have the love of God to embrace your child. When they wrong or when they hurt you, you ready to throw them out and kick them out. Instead of sit them down and say, what's the problem? I love you. Start talking to them. I love you. You wouldn't believe how many walls and barriers will come down when they see a different person. The Lord has to tell me all the time, stop hollering. Ask them nicely. Don't scream. And my mouth be wide open finna say it. And I close it.
Yeah.
And I go in the room and ask them nicely. I'm still learning. Because some of this stuff we've been taught, some of this stuff is what we've seen in our homes or wherever we grew up at. And we thought it was okay because that was our best leader or mentor that we had. But God wants
Amen.
To reach us. He wants us to learn all over again how to love, how to walk, how to talk. And when you know you're lacking love in that area, to go to him and say, Lord, heal me. Pour it in me. I want to embrace this person, but I can't
yeah.
do it without love.
Yeah.
Because hurting people hurt people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Amen. We
Amen.
Got 2 minutes, and we got enough time to take a question or a remark. If not, I'm going to let Lisa go ahead and finish flowing us out of here, and she's going to flow us out of here in prayer. But what we're going to also extend is prayer in the area of love and relationship and communication and community, because we all community are one body.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, Lisa.
You know what,
prayers
woman
out.
Of God, prayers mm-hmm. out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you even right now for your word told us to love our neighbors even as we love ourselves. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just decree and declare, God, that you're removing all graven images that hinders us from even loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. And Father, even right now, I pray that you would endow us with the ministry of serving, oh God. God calls us to really analyze our love factor even right now. And God calls us to begin to reevaluate instances and situations in which we were in error, oh God. It wasn't necessarily our brother. It wasn't necessarily our sister. But, God, it was us, oh God. And today, God, we stand in the need of prayer, God. We stand in the need of forgiveness in the area of our love. Now, Father, I pray right now that there was something that was said even tonight, God, that has touched this audience's heart. And, Father, I pray right now that you would begin to turn every heart. God, cause us to posture
our heart back toward you, Father, the true and the living God. And, Father, I just thank you even right now. I break every demonic force off of the mindset, off of the heart even right now. And, God, I pray right now that your love, oh, God, your love that you shed for us back on Calvary, God, it will never lose its power today in Jesus' name. And it is so. Amen.
Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, same time. Love you and have a good night.
Love you. Amen.
Amen.